Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. The mighty Metallica, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 6:22, let's get right to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, doing the sports, yeah.
Yeah, sports time.
Yeah, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing, yeah. of course, check out Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Bud Light Seltzer, which is delicious. Kiki had one of those yesterday. Got the strawberry one. She loves it. They're delicious, and you should try one when you get a chance. Bud Light Seltzer.
Bitch.
What do we got for sports, buddy?
How do you feel? Are you happy this morning? Are you in a good mood? Are you uplifting? Did yesterday make you feel all happy?
I feel like if I say yes, you're going to bring me down. So
say yes, would you?
Yes.
Good, because I'm going to bring you down. Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy. He caused a little stir on Tuesday by saying he intends to bring members of the program to the team's facility in May despite the coronavirus pandemic.
What is he doing?
This is what it says in quotes. In my opinion, we need to bring our players back. That's what Gundy said on a teleconference call. Also says they are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. And they are healthy. And they have the ability to fight this virus off. If that is true, then we sequester and continue. We sequester them and continue. That's what he says, sequester. I don't think I've ever heard that name before. Or that word.
That name, it's a weird name.
Right. He says this, because we need to run money through the state of Oklahoma. Gundy said much of Oklahoma relies on revenue generated by college football and claimed the OSU program brings about $36 million to the state. He said when you're talking about continuing the economy in the state, if you have to play, plus you got to play. You got to play anyway. That's what he says. Everybody needs to see football. Even if you just watch it on TV, it's going to make everybody feel better. So there you go, Brock.
So here's the thing is, yes, they may be 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. That's not, excuse me. Everyone freaks out. Oh, God, he's dead.
Oh, my God.
That's not the point. The point is, they may be healthy. They may be fine. But it may be the older janitor. It may be an older coach. It's someone around there. It's not the point that they're young and healthy. Oh,
here's a couple points. That is a good point. What you're saying there. I don't think the guy gets it. I don't think why everybody is in quarantine.
Yeah.
You know what? You can have your opinion. Yeah. You know what? Maybe he really does feel like, you know, we need to bring these guys back. We need to put some revenue through the state. We need to play. Blah blah blah. Here's the thing. Pick and choose the right time to say something like this. Like, nobody's going to hop on board onto your train, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry. Everybody is going through it. Everybody. So, I mean, yes, we would love football. But that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point of being quarantined and not playing football is for the safety and the sake of elders. Honestly, it's not even elders anymore. Everybody.
Everybody.
They're saying everybody now is susceptible. Yeah. There are 20-year-olds getting this now. Yeah. I mean, it's beyond the point of, yes, okay, we understand you need revenue for your state. Yes, we understand you want to play football. We understand these kids are young.
And we all do.
We do. But you know what? Tough luck, man. And you know what? You shouldn't say anything right now. It's probably not the best time to come out and speak. That behalf.
I don't know. It's not smart. I don't agree with it. Before we, you know, call this guy every name under the sun, we'll just leave it at that. Is that we disagree, sir. And believe me, we wish it was completely the other way around, but
we agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. All right.
Well, and you know what? And one more quick UFC bit here real quick. I'm not even going to read anything. I'm just going to tell you what Dana White is not disclosing the location of the UFC fight because he says creepy people, and I say creepy people in quotes, creepy people will ruin it. That's what he says.
No, you're going to ruin it.
All right.
You jerk.
You know what he means by it? He means by if he tells everybody where the location is, everybody's going to call that location and bitch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he doesn't want that happening.
Because you shouldn't be doing it, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you know, if people are going to do that, for a reason, Dana.
Dana? Does Dana and the Oklahoma coach hang out and have the same terrible ideas together?
They might.
Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for bringing me down, dude. Thanks for making me mad after a beautiful day yesterday.
There weren't any dunks last night. There were no good stories.
Damn it, you jerk. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.